Imagine this scene. A group of physicians gathers at a steakhouse for dinner. At some point during the evening, one of the doctors begins a PowerPoint presentation. The talk is informative, even educational in nature. But, says Charles Ornstein, a senior reporter with ProPublica in New York, the presenter is being paid by a drug maker.
Many of these companies, if not most of these companies, provide speakers with the actual slides they will use and the talking points that they will emphasize during their speeches. So they definitely have an educational component, but they also largely are scripted by the companies.
Promotional dinners like these happen throughout the country and in the Northwest. Dr. Nancy Connolly is a primary care physician in the Seattle area. She says she gets the glossy invitations in the mail all the time.
I put them right in the recycling.
Connolly says she went to a few of these drug talk dinners as a medical resident, but it left a bad taste in her mouth. She felt the information was inherently biased.
But they can be intentionally misleading as well. So I don't trust the information that I would receive at a meeting where they're essentially paying you to go with a nice meal and where they're paying the speaker.
The pharmaceutical industry responds,
the information presented at peer education dinners or peer education seminars is accurate, truthful, and regulated by the FDA.
Diane Beery is vice president and general counsel at the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association. She says these gatherings are one of several ways to keep busy doctors abreast of the latest developments in their field.
There is nothing nefarious about these seminars at all. They're simply a way for physicians to get information that they may not otherwise be able to attain easily about new medicines.
Beginning in 2013, federal law will require all drug companies to report their payments to doctors. But already, 12 pharmaceutical firms are providing payment data, some as a result of legal settlements. ProPublica has organized it into a searchable database so you can find out if your doctor takes money from a drug maker. Denise Dzinski teaches clinical ethics at the University of Washington. She says one concern is the payments could influence a doctor's prescribing habits.
The problem with this kind of conflict of interest is it's hard not only for other people, patients, colleagues, to discern how much influence it's having on the provider, but it's also hard for the provider to tell.
So who are the top paid speakers in the Northwest since 2009, according to ProPublica? In Washington, Dr. Bradley Wallum, a diabetes specialist on Seattle's east side, more than $200,000. In Oregon, Bend surgeon Timothy Beard, $226,000 in speaking and consulting fees. In Idaho, psychiatrist Leslie Peterson Lunt, $200,000. None of these doctors returned my calls. Dr. Beard in Oregon is out of the country, according to his office. Tom Curry is president of the Washington State Medical Association.
The code of ethics would indicate that cash payments should not be accepted. This is the code of ethics that the physicians have had for a number of years that they have themselves established.
It's important to note that some of the largest payments to Northwest doctors from pharmaceutical companies are not for speaking engagements, but for clinical studies to evaluate the effectiveness of drugs. Many of these dollars go to researchers at the University of Washington and Oregon Health and Science University. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.